Hello, everyone. I'm Mukund Thirumalai from the Customer Business Transformation Team in Cisco's Voice Technology Group. Welcome to the latest in Cisco's series of podcasts on driving business value through collaboration technologies. Today's podcast is the first one in a planned series of vertically focused sessions. We plan to use these podcasts to dive into our perspectives on collaboration-enabled business value in specific industry verticals. And the verticals we plan to cover during this series are healthcare, manufacturing, financial services, retail, and public sector. With me today is one of my colleagues.
Hello, everyone. I am Jay Valluri, also from the Customer Business Transformation Team, and I lead the healthcare focus for our team.
Thank you for joining us today, Jay. In our last podcast, Brian and I had talked about how value enabled by Cisco UC and collaboration solutions has evolved. From the early stage where cost savings and productivity improvements were the primary benefits, to a point today where it's actually encompassing multiple levels of integration with business processes and capabilities, and it's actually even beginning to extend out into the realm of intercompany collaboration. The gist of our discussion then was that maximizing value requires transformation of business capabilities through integrated solutions that are delivered as part of a comprehensive collaboration platform. Today, we will focus on the healthcare industry, and Jay will help us build on that older discussion and provide insights on how this is relevant in healthcare. During the course of today's discussion, the topics we plan to cover are things such as, what are some of the key challenges and associated business priorities in the healthcare space, and how can some of those priorities and objectives be enabled by UC and collaboration capabilities? And we will definitely also provide some examples of specific solution opportunities that are driving significant and tangible value for healthcare providers. So Jay, why don't we just dive right into this now? What are some of the key careabouts in healthcare?
Sure. Thanks for the great introduction, Mukund. So if you look at healthcare, there are three broad subsegments. You've got the providers, which include the hospitals and medical centers. You've got payers, which are the managed care organizations, and life sciences, which are pharmaceuticals and biotech companies. So looking more specifically at providers, they have two broad priorities that need to be balanced against each other. So on one hand, they're focused on improving and providing the best patient-centric care possible with a focus on improving patient quality of care, patient outcomes, and patient safety. But on the other hand, there is pressure to constantly reduce operating costs and cost of care delivery. Salaries and benefits typically constitute about 50 to 60% of the total expenses for a hospital, and supplies constitute another 20% or so. So there's usually a strong focus on enhancing staff productivity and driving supply chain efficiency. Another key focus area for providers is enhancing clinician communication. So if you look at existing communication processes in hospitals, they tend to be quite ineffective and inefficient. And there have been studies that have quantified the total impact to the industry due to ineffective communication collaboration, and the impact is huge. It's over $20 billion annually. Another key focus area for providers is that they are also facing staffing shortages in key areas such as nursing and radiology. And so they're really focused on trying to attract and retain the talent possible, the best talent possible.
It actually then sounds like healthcare providers are actually pulling off some sort of interesting balancing act. Can you give us a specific example of how providers are leveraging collaboration to address these priorities?
Sure. So there are multiple solutions where unified communications is being integrated into core clinical applications to enable more timely and richer collaboration between clinicians, for example, in radiology. So if you look at imaging workflows, collaboration between two radiologists or between a radiologist and a referring physician is a key component of that workflow. And today, this process tends to be very inefficient, and radiologists tend to waste a significant amount of time each day, as much as 30 to 60 minutes in many cases, just trying to track down referring physicians and communicate critical results. So we have a joint solution with McKesson, one of the leading digital imaging vendors, to integrate collaboration capabilities into imaging workflows and really streamline that collaboration experience for radiologists. So we've integrated unified communications capabilities into the McKesson PACS application, so a radiologist doesn't have to leave the application to initiate a collaboration session. One of the key things for a radiologist is to maximize the amount of time that they actually spend reading patient images. So we've addressed that priority, but we've also further enhanced that experience for the radiologist by providing things like contextual presence, which enables radiologists to very easily see the physicians that are relevant for a specific patient study and don't have to scroll through a long list of contacts. So radiologists can very easily see the physicians who are relevant, see who's available, click to call, click to chat, and then very easily be able to escalate that to a web collaboration session and share their screen. Significant value that the solution can drive, we're seeing a 5 to 10% improvement in radiologist throughput, and more importantly, be able to enhance patient safety at the same time.
That's definitely very interesting and powerful, Jay. But based on what I've seen at hospitals, you know, care providers such as nurses and physicians tend to be quite mobile. So are we doing anything with our collaboration solutions to address those needs?
Absolutely. In fact, we have a broad spectrum of mobility solutions that we can offer to address the needs of different functional roles within a provider environment. So let me just touch on two specific examples, nurse call integration and resource tracking. So first one, nurse call integration. The nurse call integration to a wireless IP phone is a great example of a mobility solution that not only enhances nursing staff productivity, but also improves patient satisfaction. So typically, without this solution, the nurse call request from a patient room would go to a central nurse's station, and the nurse at that central station would then have to determine who the appropriate nurse is and send out an overhead page. And often nurses are busy and that page may be lost, so a second page would have to be sent out. And overall, this results in delays in responding to the patient, but can also have an impact on patient safety. So with this solution, the request from the patient is forwarded directly to the wireless IP phone of the appropriate nurse. So the nurse would get an audio and a text notification and then can use a one-touch callback feature on the phone to directly communicate with the patient and satisfy the request. The solution has been shown to reduce response time to patient requests by 20% or more, and also significantly reduce the noise from the overhead paging system by as much as 85% in some cases, and also results in nurse time efficiencies of typically of about 15 to 20 minutes per nurse per shift. But looking beyond just nurse call integration, the wireless IP phone can be just more than it can be a lot more than just a phone. We have a hospital in the UK that's deployed a solution that integrates the wireless IP phone with location services and speech to more easily find equipment, assets, and people. So a nurse can push a button on his or her wireless phone and say, find me the closest wheelchair, or find me an IV pump, or find me a porter, or where is Dr. Smith? And the system will sort the results based on proximity to current location. The results are displayed on the phone, but can also be played back using speech. And the benefits of this solution go well beyond just improving staff productivity and reducing waiting time for patients. I mean, customers who've deployed resource tracking have been able to reduce capital expenses and equipment by improving utilization and reducing losses from lost or stolen equipment. So well beyond just staff productivity and reducing waiting time.
Yeah, it's certainly also, you know, more interesting solutions there. You've talked about, I think, three separate solutions to this point, right? You've touched on connected imaging for radiology and two mobility solutions, you know, nurse call and resource tracking. But how about video? You know, I think as we all know, video has become more and more prevalent. So I'm wondering whether we're actually starting to see customers leveraging video to improve patient care.
Absolutely. Actually, video can play a very critical role in healthcare. And for video, we have a very interesting solution that leverages video phones and the Cisco contact center capabilities to provide on-demand language interpretation services. So with this solution, a clinician can use a mobile video terminal, select the language that's required, enter the gender and any other medical specialty that may be required, and then is connected to a video-based interpreter in less than 30 seconds on average. So on the back end, the Cisco Unified Contact Center solution is used to route calls to the most appropriate interpreter based on the criteria that the clinician specifies. Again, huge value from the solution in terms of improvements for patients, interpreters, as well as hospital staff members. We've seen an over 200% increase in interpreter productivity versus just in-person interpreters. And at one specific hospital, that saved over 420,000 in the first year alone. And from a patient perspective, over 50% reduction in waiting time for patients, as well as improvements in several patient care metrics.
Wow. So you said that's $420,000 in the first year alone. I think that and the other solutions you've talked about, they just certainly represent very interesting ways in which collaboration capabilities are being integrated into care delivery processes and systems. I'm just wondering, I mean, as we've talked about multiple solutions, but obviously, you know, customers have to go forward and deploy these solutions. Do you have any parting thoughts on key success factors that customers should keep in mind as they start deploying these solutions?
Great question. So actually, there are a few key considerations that customers need to keep in mind as they start to deploy these solutions and capture the exponential value from all of these solutions. I think the three things that I'd like to point to. Firstly, for these deployments to be successful, it's critical that the initiatives be jointly sponsored by the clinical areas and IT with buy-in from all the key stakeholders up front. What we've seen is initiatives that are only sponsored by IT aren't as successful as the ones that are jointly sponsored by clinicians as well. Secondly, customers need to invest in change management and all of the appropriate end-user training to ensure the right level of adoption for these solutions. And finally, it's important, again, to develop an end-state architectural vision and a systematic deployment plan and roadmap upfront. What we've seen is accelerating deployment can increase the overall value capture, and we've seen examples where an accelerated deployment has increased the overall NPV by 40% or more.
Well, thanks, Jay. I think that's certainly very insightful and certainly some important things for customers to keep in mind. That concludes our podcast, this time covering healthcare. Thank you all for your time. We hope you enjoyed this discussion and found it informative regarding the ways in which Cisco's collaboration solutions are enabling value in the healthcare space. We will continue this series of podcasts, as I mentioned earlier on. We will continue this over the next few months with similar discussions on how collaboration is driving value in other key industry verticals. So stay tuned.